A young mother with a three-year-old son named Timmy was going to the supermarket to Ralph's, and before they went in, she knew she had to warn him because he makes a scene over chocolate chip cookies, and she said, "Timmy, do not ask for chocolate chip cookies because we're not buying any." So they go into the store, and she gets the shopping cart and puts Timmy in the little seat. He's only 3 years old. And she goes about shopping aisle by aisle. When they get to the cookie section, he spots the chocolate chip cookies and he says, "Mom, can I please have chocolate chip cookies?" She said, "Timmy, I told you we are not getting chocolate chip cookies." So they make their way through the cookie aisle and she continues shopping, and then she forgot something, so she has to go back, buy the cookies again. And he says, "Mom, can I please have chocolate chip cookies?" And she says, "Timmy, no, no, that's the last time." So she finishes the shopping, they're at the checkout counter and surrounded by people. When they get very close to the cashier, little Timmy stands up, all 2.5 feet of him, in his seat, and with a loud voice says, "In the name of Jesus, please, I would love to have chocolate chip cookies." And that mother and Timmy left the store with 23 boxes of chocolate chip cookies. After all, people laughed and pooled their resources, and they made sure that Timmy was well provisioned. Persist in prayer. Sorry, no, it's not that. I cannot vouch for the authenticity of that story, but in the first reading today, Abraham has but really pushed the envelope with God, because God first says, if there are 50 good people in Sodom, then we will spare the city. And Abraham says, "My Lord, please, if there are 45, would you spare it?" And he gets them all the way down to 10. And finally, the Lord says, 10. Okay, if you can find 10. Now, they couldn't find one good person, so we know what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah. But in any case, something wonderful happens in that exchange. Abraham had discovered that, unlike all the other gods around, this God had become his father, who included him in his family. And so the relationship with him is not one of worrying about God crushing him at any moment because he does something wrong, but rather he's a father who really is looking out for him, and he can go back and forth with him. So that's one thing. I think the second item that is really important today is in the Our Father, which is beautiful. Imagine, like, and it is prayer at its best when it is our Father, not my Father. And forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Notice it. It's not a selfish prayer of thinking just about me and Jesus. It is all of us. Give us our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not to the final test, as he says. So intercessory prayer, we always pray for this community and for the whole world and all those who are in special need, the poor, the sick, the lonely. Intercessory prayer, as he says, ask and it will be given to you. Knock, the door will be opened to you. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to knock on that door over and over and over again. I'm sure it's happened to you, but in conversation, has anybody ever come and said, I know it happens a lot to me, "I have been praying and praying, and God is not listening to me. He is not answering me." Has that ever happened to any of you? Just raise your hand for a moment if that has ever. It's happened to a few people. What do you say? What do you say to that? Is it so much that God is not listening? Or is it that I'm not listening? Is it that God doesn't answer, or that I'm not listening enough to even hear the answer and to see that what he is working out in my life is based on drawing me into a real encounter with him? So, recognizing that we're members of the family of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, that great act of love, his suffering, death, and resurrection, and that when we pray, we're at our best when we pull other people into our prayer life. And finally, I think the reason he over and over again uses those active verbs, ask, knock, seek, and you will find, and you'll receive, I think it's because he wants us like that neighbor who needs the bread at night. He's going to persist until he gets that bread. He wants us to persist until we recognize that he is speaking to us and that there is an encounter that takes place. And he wants that. He doesn't want us to look at him as an ATM machine. We go in and press so many buttons or say so many prayers and then out pops out what we need. We are members of his family, and he is our father and wishes to enter into a dialogue. I'd like to end. I'm sure pleasant surprise to you that it's very brief, but I'd like to end with these words. I asked God for strength that I might achieve. I was made weak that I might learn humbly to obey. I asked for health that I might do great things. I was given infirmity that I might do better things. I asked for riches that I might be happy. I don't know who wrote that, but there's a lot of wisdom in it, and it really does contain the essence of what I think God is doing in this gospel tonight, asking us to recognize that he loves us more than we will ever know. His love is beyond our ability to take in and comprehend, enough to certainly allow his son to die for us. And he wants us to recognize that the only way out, and it's in the Pope's words, by the way, to those young people, he says, go. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to knock. And then he says, serve, because it's in serving others that we get out of our selfishness, our self-centeredness, and we begin to receive much more joy than we bring to others. We begin to receive much more than we give to others. So we truly are richly blessed, and no more than when we are surrounded by each other around the altar, the table of the Lord, here being fed and nourished with his word and with the living bread come down from heaven. It's no greater prayer. And when we pray the Our Father today, we have these central words of the gospel. Father, our Father, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom in heaven, may it come to earth. You know the rest of it. Amen.